take it somewhere. Take all your shit.
And just get it all together.
Just get it all together.
Just get it all together. Anyways, so, like the fucking phone shit, right?
Yeah.
Fucking get off the phones because you went a whole week without it and you drive fucking semis. That's fucking ridiculous. How do you do that? You went a whole fucking week. No cell phone.
Yeah.
No music. No fucking nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's 2018. Did you die? How did you stay connected to the world?
It just gave me like just a... just a perspective of like how much we are into these things.
Yeah.
Like when you're standing around, like you know how it is. You walk into a restaurant, you're waiting for somebody to walk up, or you're, you know, waiting in line, or it's the times that I see it. I'm not getting anything.
Well, no, like it just, you keep pushing it. You're all right.
Stay away. So, anyways, it just really gives you a perspective. Like, oh, we got 2 seconds to go.
Ding, yeah, exactly. Ding, let me look at my phone.
Oh. Just how much?
It's a third person over there.
I like it.
It's young Jamie.
So anyways, but I just thought it was different just to see, like, how in, you know, intuitive, like, you could be around just your perspective of what's going on when you don't have your face
buried in this
right phone. In a phone.
Just buried in a screen. Your fucking crotch.
Because the thing is, like, I think really if phones had screens and you could, like, if every time you hit that power button, you kind of looked at yourself, like,
oh,
I think that would be a killer.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like,
do I want to get back?
You're staring
on this?
At yourself, you're like, what have I just done for a second?
Well, but at the same time, that's also, oh, like, a big fucking, like, Snapchat thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? True. Like, it's true.
Like Snapchat, you get on your phone literally to look at yourself. So people might actually get on more. But I've done it. I get on my phone to avoid people. I get on my phone literally open up the home screen and I don't shit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just like search around for something to do.
I'll look for something to do while avoiding because
yes.
You live in a fucking age where everyone's offended or everyone's pissed off and angry. It's like
talk to anybody.
Exactly. And when you do talk to somebody, they think you're flirting with them or trying to get something out of them. They're trying to use you or you're trying to use them. And it's like...
Here is, just to take it to a different perspective real quick, I went to Verizon. Uh-huh. I tried the Wi-Fi at the truck stop, didn't work, went down to Verizon. I'm like, hey, I just need to really use your Wi-Fi for a minute because I'm trying to get my iCloud done back up on this phone. And she's like, cool. Well, she's a sales associate. She can't be on
the
phone.
So she's ready, yeah.
I can't be on my phone because I'm sitting there waiting for it. We have to have a conversation. So it's a forced kind
of thing. Forced, yeah.
Because we're standing around. There's no other customers in there. And she's like, yeah, sucks, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. Some guy walked in. A couple other people walked in. I was like, you want to go ahead and get to them? I'll just sit here and wait for this. She's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Anyway, she walked over, helped a couple customers. I started making a couple jokes about it. And I was like, what about that one dude? This one guy came in, sat down on the couch. I was like, I don't want my iPhone to do it. This is weird. I don't know what's going on. She literally walked up to it, did two little things on it. I was like, well, there you go. And okay.
You're a fucking wizard.
So she comes back, and I was like, I was like, he's a nice guy, but just a little bit of a dumbass. She was like, wow. She was just like, wow. That's all she said. She was like, wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just started laughing her ass off. So anyways, this other guy comes over and we started bullshitting and stuff. But it's just kind of funny how like...
Well, and like face-to-face interactions too, it can't feel forced. Because if it's forced, a lot of people are like, cool. Yeah. I'll shut the fuck up.
You fight about it. You're just kind of like,
like, or you always fight in a fucking battle. Why do I always got to fight a battle when I just want to fucking have a conversation? Yeah. Hey, can we swap ideas? I do like the fact that texting gives you this time to actually bring in your thoughts and be able to express them accurately, I think. I think that's the good thing about it. Because if somebody texts you, you don't have to right away text right back.
Right.
They appreciate it when you do. You appreciate it when you do. But if you say, if you're really fucking pissed off about it, you're like, this fucking bitch, God, fuck her. Right? You can say that out loud to yourself if no one else is around.
Right.
But then you're going to go, okay, now what I really wanted to say was this. So you don't have that. And your option of walking, it's like always having the option to walk away. You've already walked away. You're having, you know, it's like shooting a messenger, I guess. Mm-hmm. You're communicating through something that helps you communicate because you have that time to go, oh, and then, you know, collect your breath, yeah. Collect your thoughts, and organize them in a way, or even, you can even be writing it and delete it because it didn't represent how you wanted it to say, or...
Yeah. It's a thought funnel, for sure.
It definitely is.
It's a thought funnel.
Thought pile.
Thought pile. That's it.
Thought pile.
But definitely, technology is amazing. I mean, you can have a conversation that lasts like 12 hours, you know, with somebody that's halfway across the world.
Yes. It's
It's amazing in that aspect, and then just what you can do with it. But it's just, to me, after just this time of this week, it's just amazing just how... just indulged in like how pulled we are just to this thing. It's like it controls our life because we constantly, like, it absorbs us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of living our life, you know, I seen this thing on Facebook the other day, and I hate to bring it up because it consumes so much, but there was a picture of a lady, and I know a bunch of people have seen this, but it's an old lady, and she's standing in the crowd, and everybody's got their phone up taking a picture of what looks like a parade.
Yep.
And the lady
is enjoying the fucking moment.
Enjoying it.
Fuck yeah. And I'm so bad. I call it all the time documenting my life.
Yes.
Like, people will say, hey, man, you don't have a lot of shit on your whatever. Oh, yeah, I'm really, really bad at documenting my life. I'm living that moment instead of worrying about living it later.
Shit, man. I'm sorry I didn't post that on Facebook, but I'll tell you what, it looked great in person.
Go see it. Yeah. Go see it. Like, I'll tell you what, I'll take you. We'll go.
That's where everybody's went to. Like, we can't have a conversation where we tell our friends about it. Hey, man, you gotta go eat at this fucking place. Dude, this burger was so fucking big, and you didn't post a picture of it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I was living.
I enjoyed that motherfucker. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you want one? Go get one.
I did a bunch of shit last week, bro. I didn't post a thing about it.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't see it on Facebook don't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, just because I didn't entertain you with my life.
Do you know how much shit I don't take pictures of, man? Like, do you know how much stuff we go see and they like these great sites and I don't take pictures of? Because I'm like, that's just neat to see for a second. I don't need to pull my phone out.
I don't want to.
Capture it for somebody else.
I don't want to. The way I look at it is everything that needs to be documented has already been documented. I like taking pictures of sunsets and sunrises because it's like, that's a new day. I still like to experience it through a lens, but sometimes you have that amount of time to. Like, a sunrise is a long process. And having your phone on it is not going to fucking kill it. But if you're taking a picture of it, you're still living that process, but you don't have to document it. You don't have to share it with the fucking world. You know, sometimes... I do it. I'm really bad about it. Because I feel like, hey, all these people that bitch about how bad their life is, they don't want to fucking change it. They want to... just bitch about it. Stop fucking bitch about it. Go fucking do it. Like, wake up. Wake up. Just get the fuck out of bed. And I'm being such a hypocrite, but it really does help. And I know it's hard for people who don't understand, but just get up. It helps.
It just kills me, like, just how minute things everybody has to document. Just like, oh, I cut my finger. Look at this cut. Like, oh, I stubbed my toe today, or oh, I think about this, or oh, I think about that. And it's like, okay, you know, that's cool, I guess, if you're looking for, you just want to
kind of tell
everybody. Yeah. It's kind of like you walk into work, you know, everybody meets at the cooler, the front desk, or the time clock.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody fucking comes in.
Hey, hang out. Like,
hey, what's up? Bullshit for 5. Yeah. You tell me what you did over the weekend, what you've been up to, whatever. We don't bring that shit up. Oh, dude, cut my fucking finger.
Yeah.
It was rough, bro.
It was rough.
Like, you know, you start, I didn't do a whole lot, but, you know, we are saving to go on that vacation to climb that mountain.
Yeah.
You know, you start bringing up some cool shit. That's usually how you go, but I don't know. It's just so minute. Everybody thinks they know everybody, but they still all got attitudes, and it's kind of pushed us to a point in which we don't really conversate anymore.
Exactly. We're so fucking worried about how we're treating each other, yeah. how we could be looked at each other, how can this
everybody's
and that.
Everybody's looking for the negative instead of the positive. Hey, man, it's nice to meet you. No, this dude could be a dick. I see some tattoos on him, dude. I'm
yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. The
prejudgment is a motherfucker.
But at the same time, there it had to have worked at one point, and I think that's why it's so hard oh, yeah. to get over.
Yeah, at one point back in 1300s.
Yeah, well, like, that's what I'm saying, but that's 1300s to 2018 is 500 years, but yeah. that's what I'm saying. Like, so our entire existence has worked, and now 500 years we're supposed to... Now, I'm not saying we don't need to try to get over. I'm just saying, like, there's a reason we judge... But we just have to understand that it's not the way we have to do it. We can go, hey, yes, that's my first stereotypical thought. Yes, I recognize it. Yes, I understand I shouldn't. Understand that I can't help it. And most people can't. Because if you see somebody covered in tattoos, bald head, beard, he up to no good. Typical biker, right? Up to no good. Those are some of the nicest fucking people you ever meet. Do anything for you anytime. Nicest fucking people.
Yep.
The most judgmental motherfuckers I've ever met in my life sit in the pew every Sunday.
Yeah. Crisp shirts.
Crisp. They look great. Are fucking vile creatures underneath.
I have a great credit rating, but...
Yeah, their credit looks fucking... I tell you what, on paper and what they look like in photographs... Boy, they are fucking great. In person, they are vile, disgusting, judgmental fucking connoisseurs.
Exactly. These are people that come in every day with the, like we just said, you know, they think they've got the highest GPA, they think they've got the highest credit score, they think everything of themselves, but these are the nuttiest pieces of shit you ever see in your life, bro.
Right.
For fucking sure. My thing was, I've been listening to all that Rogan and shit, and he just kind of takes a step back from the world, like, as far as timelines. And you think of ourselves for the last 100 years, you know, you've lived, how long have villages, how long have towns been around? You know, you lived out in the middle of nowhere, you didn't trust anybody to walk by you, they'd steal your shit, kill your family, take your stuff, whatever. So, just as people, until we kind of came into a real close community... I feel like we all weren't super nice.
Yeah.
If you had a farm, if you had something, some stranger walked on your farm, you don't know this guy.
But I think that may have to do with upbringing, too. Does that make sense?
Also, yes.
But, like, just the upbringing, just doing it like that, I think a lot of it has... Yeah, definitely upbringing, because I'm sitting here trying to articulate how I want to say it. I'm a big motherfucker, and if people came up on, if a person came up on my property, I wouldn't be worried about it.
Right.
If two or three people came up on my property,
you'd be worried about it.
I wouldn't be worried about it. I would be anxious.
Right.
I wouldn't be worried about it. More than three... That's when it becomes that primal...
Well, are we taking into account the fact that a fridge is not the normal size of a human being?
No, but okay. Again, okay. Like, that's what I'm saying, like, personal preference.
Okay.
If I lived on a farm way back when, one person wouldn't bother me, and I think now, knowing that, I think that's part of the problem.
Right.
Is because... I would be naive enough to think that one person is just one person.
Right. But also that, you know, our personality, our upbringings has been in a normal community in a new and future society. We haven't lived in a world in which it's cutthroat.
We don't have to. We didn't get to. But so much of that cutthroat personality and...
I'm just trying to get in...
Oh, that primal fucking... That is so fucking deep inside. And
I'm just trying to think of the past. That's all I'm saying. Like, this is our bloodline. This is where we came from, is all my point is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's normal people today.
But like, that's
where
we
came from, bro.
Yeah, Vikings, they fucked enough people, they're winning.
I would say, we did that for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have... states and fucking imaginary countries borders. Maybe back then. Yeah. But
it was more general. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Unless it had an established society. Line, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. It was like, hey, we pay your taxes.
The
cutthroat, hey,
yeah. You're the one that takes over. That's all it was.
Very quickly. And then typically you lose control.
And that's continued quickly. Down the years, if you really think about it. Because, I mean,
that's what cutthroat conquered. Did. Yeah.
That's who conquered was always the cutthroats. Whoever would do whatever it took to take over.
Yeah.
And that's to the next step.
Oh, corrupt. Or what is that? Fucking business corruption. It's a fucked up bullshit. Oh my god. It's fucking weird how that shit just keeps wrapping around all the fucking time. It always circles back to. And I like to think
legal
that.
Legal mobster, man.
Exactly. That's all it is. You're a legal fucking gangster, yeah. Mobster, however you
legal
want to look
Viking, at it. You're legal Viking, you're legal. Anybody that used to raid towns, take over.
And that. See?
That's the whole point of it.
I'm just saying, like, there's entrepreneurial bullshit that we can do, and I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be fucking cool to do this and do that right. And do this and do that? Yeah.
And that's a fucked up thing. Like, it can just go so far.
And then you're like, all you gotta do is make it legal, and you're like, oh, it's a lot easier to fucking write a law than it is to delete it. Once that bitch is in, good luck deleting it. Good fucking luck.
But it's just fucked up, pretty much, how people can be so naive, so negative, so detrimental to people these days on the internet. It's pretty much the point of it.
Well, they're not saying it in their face.
That's where it came from. Everybody wants to try to be nice now, but now they have a screen to hide behind.
Exactly.
And they can pretty much do whatever they want.
They're all exactly the same size. Mm-hmm. It's just now who has the most time.
So now it's the communication is my point. You have these mean people getting in communication. You have these funny people. You have all these types of people that you can instantly watch. You can instantly communicate with. And that's the thing. Like, that's one of the big major things that ties people into watching these films so much.
Yeah.
It's communication. Cause that's
yes. Big, but, well, and I know you get fucking low. Well, yeah, and people
you get
who,
excitement from it.
Yeah, well, no. Just having that fucking red dot disappear. How about that? I tell you what, if you are so addicted, just have the turn off the notifications. Turn off the notification for an app you feel like you spend too much time in.
Good
and
point.
Watch how point. Much less you get into that
app. Good point. Very good point.
You know, just having it look clean. Some that bothers me. It drives me nuts.
You didn't
because,
know about it.
Yeah. I didn't know you
would
just turn
you see it.
Off.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. Well, it's not important right now. I got other stuff to do. This isn't. I don't need to waste 10, 15 minutes doing that. But when I do have 10, 15 minutes to kill, hey, oh, I'm going to clean up the shit I need to clean up,
mm-hmm.
right? Clear out the notifications and clean.
We all got to clean out a car every now and then. We leave some trash.
Right. You know, but if you clean it out.
Gas station, let me throw that bottle out.
Exactly. And that's what you're doing, okay? Cool. You clean up. No, after you clean up the stuff you gotta clean up, then you're like, hey, I'm. Yeah, exactly. Waiting at the pump. Now.
I was gonna say, it's a normal thing.
There you go. Now you pull out your phone and go, hey, all right, I got 5 minutes. Right. This is. I get that. If no one else is around.
This is a normal thing you do.
But.
That's what everybody's into.
Why?
That's what I'm trying to tie it back to, is just like. I don't think people really want to try to get to know new people. We're kind of reverting because of this internet. It's almost like we're getting further away from each other. We're not getting closer, even though we are closer. That's the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
You would think, as a source in which brings people closer.
Well, and it's a lot harder to. Okay, so when you're reading texts and emails and you're hiding behind a screen, it's mm-hmm. very, very easy to go, hey. No, that's not how I meant it. Oh, no, that's not. It's just a joke. But if you say it in front of that person, and then you have to, and then that person can see your body language. There's no misconstruement there.
Right, and that's a big problem.
That's a huge problem. Huge fucking problem. No shit.
So, yes, dude. Huge. I think, you know, and it can be taken so many different ways. If I say, hey, man, I just can't do it tonight. Or, hey, man, you know what? I can't do it tonight, but Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I, it's all in how
communication.
Like you said,
yeah.
It's body language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're doing it face to face in the body language,
mm-hmm.
and you're
like
reading.
Another example. Tell me, like, you know.
Our buddy TJ.
Right.
Our buddy TJ.
Right.
Hey, we all love him to death, but he's vertically challenged. But I'm 6'5", so I'm vertically gifted. We level each other out. It's cool. But he was talking to me one day, and he was like, man, what is it? What is it that people get all antsy about when I'm talking to them? And I said, all right, hey, bub, you asked. Understand that you asked. And you uncorked that fucking bottle. You can't put that genie back in. He was like, I know. He was like, all right, really, tell me. I was like, hey, bub, you bounce on your toes. If you get awkward or a conversation isn't going your way, you will bounce on your toes to draw attention to yourself, to make yourself look taller. And he was like, do I really do it? And I was like, yeah. It almost drives me crazy because I just want to, like, put you in a chair so we all are the same height. But he didn't take it so well.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got mad about it. And then I think he figured out what I was talking about. And then he was like, hey, bub, I appreciate it. Thank you for telling me. And I was like, hey, that's really good. I'm glad you're no longer mad about it and you fixed it.
You took it right because
you've seen my
body language. Like, I wouldn't
and
be
I gave him, yeah, and I gave him time to think about it, too. Because, look, I see how he took it. And then you can go, okay, how can I read it from here?
Mm-hmm.
And the tone of their voice, you know, eye contact, lack of eye contact, shifty movements. There's a lot to read in people. Yep. And if that's all presented in front of you, that's why sitting at a coffee table, like if you meet somebody, sitting at a coffee table is suggested because you stand up. And you're standing up and you're just kind of more at a level height and a level playing field.
Right.
So you... Right. How do I say it? The what? I forgot where I was going with that. But it fucking body language, right?
43 muscles is what I was looking for. Oh. 43 muscles are in the face. So it's all, if I tell you something with a straight face, if I tell you fuck you,
yeah,
and I don't move one muscle on my face.
That's hard. That is
emotionless. But if I lift my cheeks.
And smile and smirk. And
my eyebrows kind of go down. And my head crinkles. And you see these kind of crinkles in my eyes.
Yeah.
When I hear crow's feet, actually, when you get older. You see those and I say, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's all taken two different ways.
Oh, yeah. And I love it is, because I was in the military. So... The people that are my most dearest fucking friends talk the absolute most amount of shit of all people I've ever met in my entire fucking life. I'm talking
these were competitions.
Yes, like everyone's like, oh my god, Conor McGregor and fucking.
Point is, this competition didn't end.
No, it never did. Never fucking did. But these motherfuckers are good guys. And we talk shit to each other. But, you know, they say, hey, bub, I need your help right now. I need your help
right
fucking now. And I'd be like, hey, give me your address and Google Maps is going to tell me how fast I can be there. I'm going to try to beat the clock. And I know that I could call any single one of them at any time for that reason. But it shouldn't be... The emergencies. It should be like, hey, bub, what are you doing this weekend?
Right.
Oh, man, I'm doing this. Oh, that's cool. Oh, shit, I'll be in town this or. Hey, if you guys are coming out here or whoever's on vacation, you can come fucking crash here. Hey, I want to go on a weekend trip. We're going to fucking drive through here. Oh, okay, we'll meet you up. I think that should be more of it. Mm-hmm. It needs to be more, I don't know.
Just
how it used to be in the fucking barracks and shit, and just everybody was just a doorway away.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
pretty much just how people can treat people. But I don't know, phones are fucked up, but brought it together. But definitely, I think phones versus personal, I'd rather sit in a party than hear about one, bro. And see pictures of it.
Exactly. Well, and that, if you, if you're doing something, if you're adulting, let's say, and you're like, no, I, hey, I got my fucking, I have a prior commitment, and you're like,
you got shit to do.
You see everybody else fucking out partying, you're like, it's alright, I'm out there grinding and making money, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you got shit to do.
I'm grinding making money, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I work 16, 18 hours a day. I don't give a shit. Like,
my bills are paid.
I go to bed, but then you're like, fuck, on the weekends, I'm so goddamn tired. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm glad you guys went out, had all that fucking energy to fucking go out and party. I gotta fucking do all the chores I didn't do throughout the fucking week now.
Exactly. I gotta catch up. Yep. So the weekend is catch up.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty much what it is.
Saturday is, hey, we're going to get everything we need to get done for this week and next week done.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday is finish up that list and get ready for Monday.
Sunday's the shit. Monday's tomorrow.
Yeah. The whole fucking day.
Fuck. Monday's tomorrow. Oh, God, we gotta hurry up and do this shit. Yep, that's what Sunday is.
Yeah.
You got it.
And then through the week, you're like, oh, fuck.
But yeah. So otherwise, that's, went through the week without the phone, that's what I realized. People are definitely disconnected.
Yes, and the whole fucking, like, looking at people and being able, I think that is... That's a very, very good point.
And, I think face-to-face is 10 times better than FaceTime to FaceTime.
Yes. Because then it's still presented. On, you get to see what... It's
called body language, mostly.
Yeah.
Face does have 43 muscles.
Well, no, but body language is too. But when somebody FaceTimes you, they're not going to fucking show you something that they don't want to show you.
Like, when somebody will show you, do you know that, like, when somebody will show you the palm of their hand, that they're being more truthful?
No, I did not know that.
When somebody will show you the palm of their hand,
yeah,
they will always be truthful.
See, I...
It's a, one a part of whatever they're saying in their sentence is true. Not all, but one, one part is true.
Oh, I didn't...
Hey... I didn't know
yeah.
that your girlfriend got fucked in the next room.
Oh. That was her.
I didn't
right?
know.
I didn't know.
That your girlfriend
yeah.
got fucked in the next room. I showed you the part until your girlfriend. Then I put my hands down.
Yeah.
I knew somebody was in there.
Somebody.
But I didn't know it was her until she walked out the next morning. I'm sorry, this is a week later.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, but that is one interesting point. It, somebody supposedly, if they show you the palms of their hands, would be more truthful with you. Somebody that usually starts across their arms if you're in a disagreement, if. That's what I've heard, at least. Now, this part, I know the palm thing, but if you're in a disagreement, it's usually mean they're about to back up. They're going to rebuttal.
They're getting defensive.
They're getting ready to rebuttal because they're getting defensive.
Okay, exactly. I can see that. I can see exactly. that. But I've also, you know, if you're standing up, I think right. that may or may not be more into it.
Okay.
So, I think if you're sitting down, if you're sitting down and you cross your arms, it's it could be more in like a thought,
true.
Like
true.
Thought predict.
True.
Okay, like,
true.
Okay. Like, I'm
you're
sitting back thinking.
Up, you know, we're both just talking.
But if you're standing up and you're like, no, hey, what's going on, man? Like,
yeah.
You could just be with your arms crossed, and I don't think it's really bad.
When your shoulders are up, usually tense.
Shoulders are up tense, but if they're up and forward, it's...
Hey, man. Hey. I mean, you do what you want. I mean,
yeah, it is kind of shady, I guess. Good point.
I mean...
That is a good point.
Look, from here, I mean... Hey, man, I mean, you do what you want.
But, yeah.
I mean, well, I mean... Hey, man.
You do what look. You want.
Like, you're trying to...
Like, and that's my thing is...
I got elbows. Look at these elbows.
Mine is, hey, I don't want to put my hands in my pocket, and I just want to rock back on my fucking heels for a second.
So that's definitely something you do.
Fuck yeah, I do. Like, I'll fucking cross my arms and just kind of fucking, like just kind of push my...
You see these shoulders?
I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you think. Like, get the fuck away from me. I think it's funny when... I think my favorite shit is when people try to intimidate me at bars. Because I'm like, I'm already on an edge. And
right.
That shit does crack really, me bro? The fuck up. What?
Really, bro? Really, bro? What's the last of your day going to consist of? You're about to decide.
You're about to really fuck up. That shit was so fucking funny.
You're about to decide what the rest of your day is going to be like. Bro. I'm just telling you.
I like it when you hit him with that deep voice too, that daddy voice. Like,
oh yeah.
You're, they're like when they bump that into it, like dude, yeah.
You hit him with that low tone.
That. No, my.
That's how I yell at my kids, bro.
Exactly.
I don't say Reese, I say Reese.
No, it's.
They hear that, stops instantly.
They bump into you and they turn on. You got a problem? You got a problem?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. Not anymore. I had one. Or, the problem is if you do it too hard, then they get scared and stupid.
My dad was a pro at this fucking move. To the point, to a dude that worked for him was 50 years old. This dude was a Joey that works for Randy, but he's just kind of one of those goofy older guys.
Yeah.
But he would, you know, he always joked around with you and shit. He's like, dude, I was up there in your dad's office. And he said, I'm a 53-year-old man, and I felt like a 6-year-old sitting in his chair on how he talked to me. He was like, he got his point across, but I'll tell you what, I feel sorry for you, because you must have felt like you were 6 your whole life. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. Because he gets that low tone with you. That, you just feel like, oh, yeah, fuck.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
trouble.
Like, I'm in so...
I'm in trouble.
And it's not even like, not even trouble, like... You're disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, and that, I think that's what it is.
I'm so
just
mad
like,
at you. You just don't understand. I'm going to tell you. And that's exactly how he would do it.
I had a boss. My problem is my smart ass fucking mouth gets me in a lot of fucking trouble.
I've seen it.
People think that me is because I'm quiet that it makes sense.
The problem is no one understands the fucks he doesn't have. I like, taught him this literally, where he's walked up to people, and they have told him to move something, or you can't be here, or something to this effect, and he just starts looking around. And this guy's like, what are you looking for? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, you thought I gave a fuck. To the point where the guy's like, what? Not a... What? Like a angry? Like why would you ever say that to me? Like a what? Like a I don't want to fight with you. What are you talking about? I don't have a problem with you.
Wait, what? It was so fucking funny. I stand up in the fucking back of the truck. He's like, you move your fucking truck, you lazy piece of shit. And I pop my fucking head around the corner. You talking to me? I'm standing up in a fucking truck and I'm taking up the entire fucking doorway. And he's like, yeah, you lazy sack of shit. Oh, you motherfucker. And I start patting myself down. And he's like, oh, you call the cops? I said, no, buddy, I'm looking for all those fucks you think I give. And at this point, this motherfucker, his fucking face drops, like I'm talking like Casper. All the muscles in his face just fucking pulled the fucking rug out from underneath him and just he's gonna beat my ass and he don't even care. Like
they put a joke in with a complete threat is what it is.
And it's any passerby
that I give a fuck about beating you is what the problem is, bro. Like, that's the hilarious part, because it's a joke, like, oh, you, no, you don't get it. You don't get it. No, you don't get it.
It's a punchline all in one.
Yes. Physical. Oh, it's great.
But, puns all day.
Yes. So, yeah, it was fucked up, though.
Oh, fuck. I'll tell you what, some of the fucking just insane fucking crazy conversation we had at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning driving back from fucking Illinois again.
Dude, not having that phone all week? Do you know how much you people watch? Do you know? I seen Elton John, Cher, and I swear to God, maybe not with the glasses, but Elvis. Alright, dude? Like, do you know how many people... This dude had sideburns, bro. They were black. I'm not gonna lie and be like, he looked just like him. But...
But...
If he was doing 70 by me, and you were doing 55, and he had sideburns down to here, I don't know what the rest looked like. He didn't have any sunglasses on. But if you saw sideburns, and he was doing 70, and you were doing 55... You would have thought it was Elvis. That's all I'm saying. That's what I thought it was, at least. And I was sober.
Yeah.
To explain that.
You were insanely fucking... That's what it was like. Okay, now imagine how bored you were.
Right?
Oh my God. Can you imagine the fuck when they would talk about shit? News? Like, you would talk about this shit for weeks. News? I get... Like, the small town talk, like, if that's all you had was to talk to people all the time. Back in whatever. Small...
Right, gossip.
That's why fucking gossip spreads so fast, because it's something new to talk about.
Yeah.
Because the weather doesn't change fast enough sometimes.
It's because people are bored. They don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
They're mundane. They're run down.
Well... they made me run because fuck, we because get fed all this fucking bullshit.
A lot of times where you see gossip, high school. A lot of times you see gossip, shitty little low-end paid jobs.
Yep.
Gossip. It's all gossip. Like, that's what news is, most of it, before something happens.
Yeah.
It's gossip. Oh, somebody's going to do something. We don't know what's going to happen, but they're going to do something. A lot of gossip.
But, I don't know. I hate when I start a sentence with but, and I really want to try to stop doing that. Okay. Because I feel like but is... I'm going to argue with you, and I don't...
On the other hand...
Wait. Okay. On the other hand... Alright. What about although?
To it. Although. I like it.
Does that sound pompous?
Although an idea.
Although... Nah, that sounds pompous, asshole, as fuck. Like, hey, you know, does fucking aliens exist? Although scientists say you're fucking retarded. Like, you know, like, although. Okay, like you're stating a scientific fact or something.
You know, another thought.
Oh, another thought. I like that. I don't know.
It doesn't interrupt. It just says, hey, buddy. Let me get you over here.
On another
thought. What do you think about this?
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
Ooh.
This maybe, is my dad's, one of my dad's taglines.
What do you think about this? My dad says, well, let me tell you.
I don't know. My truck broke down. That
shit fucking drives me nuts.
My truck broke down this weekend. I got this flat tire. I got to fix both of them before Monday so I can get to school. Okay. What do you think about this? This weekend, the Corvette, right? I'm thinking about taking that out, washing it, and let's change the brakes.
You're fucked.
What do you think about this?
God damn, dude.
Pulled that on me all the time. What do you think about this?
I tell Molly, like, come here.
You going to play out in the yard? Hey, what do you think about this? Pulls you straight in. Just starts the conversation halfway.
Yeah.
Hey, now let me pull you.
What do you think about this?
Hey, what do you think about this? Get me all the time with that shit.
Hey, what do you think about this?
Fuck,
God, that would piss me off so fucking bad.
Just pull you right into a combo.
Yeah, well, it's little things too, and then
it's forced. You don't even know you're in it. You're like, where was I?
See,
two seconds ago?
I think what it is like. Parents have to start to figure out how to trick us and shit.
Yes.
You know, into different ways, in different conversations.
But they do it for 10 years. You just
but they do it for 10 years, and it's just the same one. They don't even try anymore. And you're like...
Whoa.
But they find one that works, and I think they just stick with that one. You know what I mean? Stick with it.
Keep using it, definitely, every day.
Yeah. It's funny as shit, though.
It's definitely interesting. I can go... This is how they pull you in with different little phrases.
Hey, let me tell you.
What do you think about this? God. Just pull you straight in.
Just right the fuck in.
You'd be playing with a toy.
Well, like... Yeah.
Groceries in the car. Hey, what do you think about those? What do you think about all these Kool-Aids? You want to get those in the house? I'm going to get these bags.
Yeah.
You got that one? Okay, let's go.
I'm pretty bleak with mine. It's like this. Come here, boys.
Let's cut the bullshit. Get over
it. Like, yeah. There's no guesswork. Like, there's no... Yeah. I don't trick with my kids. Like, there's no trickery here. Like, if I'm tricking you... That's because it's going to be fucking trickery. Funny. Like, you know.
That's what it was. It was true.
Yeah, yours was straight up fucking deceit. Yeah. Now I know why you had trust problems. Thanks, Dan.
You've been lying to you since you were a toddler, bro. I understand.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I just try to be blunt. Hey, come here, boys. Oh, fuck. Like, all right, we know he said it quickly, so I think we need to move some haste. If I'm like... Hey, boys, come here. They're like, all right, we got a second. Like, we could put something down. We don't have to beat each other out the doorway before he's going to get pissed.
Make sure you don't get...
I'm very blatant, too. I'm like, hey, groceries now. Very good. Misleading. I don't try to be misleading at all. Yeah. I just kind of, you know, sometimes the straight information...
Excuse me, no time to think about it.
Just
door. You're out of it.
Ass outside now. Ass. Bye.
Relocate your ass to the front yard.
Oh, I think one of the fucking favorite things I do at my house, and all my friends and shit, they think it's hilarious. They'll be like, hey, tell them to go outside. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I'll go tell them to go outside. I'm like, I'll go in the room. They're all fucking huddled up playing whatever. Dick Monkey 3000.
Whatever they're playing.
Whatever the fuck they're playing. And I'm like, hey, have you seen this new game? And they're like, what new game? I'm like, oh, bro, the graphics are crazy. It's called Outside. And they all get so fucking mad at me. They just look at me like, they're like,
bro,
fucking asshole.
Crazy.
Like, it's like fucking like reality that. And they get so fucking mad.
I'm gonna give that a 10. A 10 for creativity. Have you guys seen these graphics?
10 out of 10 right. Would do again.
Check this out, bro. Come with me. Just lead them right to the door.
Just look at the shit. Like,
look at these graphics right now. This is a game. Look at these graphics. You can do anything.
Anything
just you go. Want. You don't need no controller. You're the controller. Go.
Go. Bye. It's crazy.
Get out. See you later.
Figure okay. Shit out. Bye-bye. But it's hot. I know. Change the temperature. Wait a while.
Wait. Just wait a little.
Find something to do. Like, my kids actually dug a fucking hole in my backyard. Because I told them to go outside and
find something to do.
And my kid, being a smartass, says, well, you gonna tell me to dig a hole? And I was like, bet you can't. And he was like, are you bet tricking me? And I was like, damn fucking straight I am.
Bet I can.
He gave me those, are you fucking with me eyes? Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yeah, motherfucker.
Where those genetics came from.
Yep. This motherfucker dug a goddamn fucking well.
See where those genetics came
he
from.
He fucking stopped because he hit the fucking water. Like, you know how the water line's got a protective coating? Right. He goes, Dad, I found metal. We're gonna be rich, Dad.
We're gonna be rich.
Stop, asshole. Get out. Why?
You're fucking up the city, parking, son. Jesus.
What are you gonna put in there? I'm like, you know how mad you're gonna be when I use this as punishment. You have to fill it all back in.
Oh God. Yeah, wonders of children.
Yeah.
Oh man, kids can be funny too. walked in there, had Erica on the bed, and Emmy was on the foot of the bed. There was Netflix on. I walked in there, was cooking breakfast. You know, I had sausage going, flipping it, had my eggs going, stirring them around, smelling good in there. I'm like, yeah. Walk in there to the bedroom. Emmy's down there, and she's covered up. Looks like she's asleep. I can roll over, get the cover on her face. Erica's up there. I'm like, hey, how you want your eggs? I'm looking at Erica. And Emmy just looks straight, just don't even look up. Just rolls over and scrambled. Just like that, without missing a beat. Just rolls over and scrambled. Didn't even look up, didn't do nothing. And like I said it like real low too. Cause I thought, just, like, she looked like she was dead ass asleep. She'd been like that for like 30 minutes. Dude.
You're like, probably. She's out to the world.
Yeah, out, done, dude. She's done. Just rolled up and scrambled. She just heard eggs and was like,
You know, I like it dirty.
Fucking Dane Cooks. That was pretty good.
What was it?
Dane Cooks. You hear that one?
Yeah.
With the pickles.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking drive-thru and shit. Dude.
Like, okay, he was funny. I don't know, like,
he, like, came in real quick and then just disappeared.
He blew up, got money, and got the fuck out. I don't know what the fuck happened. He may have got kicked out, forced out, whatever.
I don't know where he went. I don't know what happened to him. I know a lot of
he blew up quick and got to play instead of fucking, what's her name?
Yeah, I don't know.
For a couple movies.
I don't know if all comics got along with him or what happened, but he did one movie with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, and fucking the other one with, no, she did. He did like two or three with Jessica Simpson.
Oh, he did my favorite, which was Waiting. The fucking Waiting movie with the fucking restaurant. He's like, welcome to the Thunderdome, bitch. Yeah, he was.
When that motherfucker goaded him all at the end of the movie.
Oh, dude. Oh, he's got them all.
God. Like, that was just the fucking buildup.
It's a goat.
Although, like, when she's fucking picking the fucking straw, looks like fucking, like, spit wads at her fucking pussy hair, like,
oh,
this fucking Brillo like, pad of fucking
pubes. Yeah, just like, gets pubes. Up there, throws her skirt out, and like, oh god, it's so angry.
It's so angry. And she's like, yeah, you fucking like that shit, and she's like, picking shit, and she throws it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is me. Gum rubber.
Yeah.
I always thought it was like a fucking straw.
Oh my god.
That shit is so fucking funny. But can you imagine that was your first fucking work? Ryan or Reynolds first day?
Walks him in there and he was talking about, he was like, oh, my first day? He was like, I got shown a cock. He was like, I walked into the back room, like, something to get some beans or something extra. He said, I walked in and there was a big, heaping, steaming pile of cock right in my face. And he was like, and the dude's like dangling. It's actually the director from the movie. I think so.
If I'm not
wrong. It's actually a director, I think, to come out. You can look that up. I don't know if I'm right or not. But he was actually naked in front of him. And anyways, he was fucking looking at it. He was like, oh God, it's so veiny. Like, actually, I think it was extras is what it was in. But, dude, that fucking movie, that's hilarious.
Since that fucking... that Seth Rogen movie, that Wiener movie, or the Bratwurst, or what, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Can I get one in right on that last movie?
Yeah.
Before we move on to, what was that? What was the title of that?
I don't know.
I had one word.
Bratwurst, or...
No.
Anyways, your question was...
So anyways, it's talking about the Ryan Reynolds movie, the part that I was... It was funny about. He was sitting there talking to the blonde girl.
Sausage party.
Sausage party. And the blonde girl was telling him, and they were talking back and forth about how they used to fuck or something.
Yeah.
And they were like just bitching back and forth and shit. And she's like, well, this is funny how, like, your dick just let you go Mr. Softy after I showed up. And he was like, well, it was just kind of funny how I could make a phone call and poof, by some type of slut magic, you would appear. That was one of my favorite quotes from the fucking movie.
Ryan Reynolds is... I really
fuck
think...
Fuck Knuckles, dude. Just fuck Knuckles from fucking Deadpool. Oh my god. Just fuck Knuckles. I want that. Like, I want to get a motorcycle and just have that on the side of it. Just fuck Knuckles.
Fuck Knuckles. Just...
I want to get that airbrushed on the side of it. Fuck Knuckles.
And I, my just problem is like, I'm really convinced that he actually walks around and talks like that on a regular basis. And yeah. I'm, because that's like his typecast, and or is it his personality?
I think it's his personality.
Oh my god, he's just so fucking funny about it. And
I've seen all the interviews with him. There's what a
off the head, off the top.
Yeah, there's an interview with him and who's the guy that he did the movie Deadpool with, where he's the bad guy. What is his name? Let's see, Derek, I'll make it. Anyways, the guy that played the evil dude in the second one. Damn it, I can't remember his name. Anyways, he they had a like on-screen thing where they just insulted each other.
Yeah.
And it was kind of funny, just like how quick Ryan was.
Just fucking and phenomenal.
He was like, the other guy had a bland, almost like a tan color suit. And they were just like making up shit just right in their head. You could tell it wasn't scripted because they would change subjects. And he was like, insult each other's outfits or something.
Yeah.
He was like, your career is just like your suit. Bland and disgusting and will only be used once or twice. And I was just like,
oh my god,
that's a good one. But they were just talking back and forth, and Ryan Reynolds like hit him like two or three times. He was like, it must be great to be the starring role, or the greatest starring role you ever had was in Goonies, because he was the older brother.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Goonies. He was like, the greatest fucking story you ever had was in Goonies. I was like, oh my god.
Oh, yeah, burn.
He's hitting him with some good ones. Yeah, he's getting some good ones in there.
So, like, that's like almost a profession. It's just like an insult profession.
Yeah, dude.
There's an art to it that, like, if you can walk away going, I feel good that he called me that. Yeah. Like, I feel like he worked really, really hard right. for it. Like, and I'm going to show him appreciation.
Yeah, he did his homework.
Okay. All right. Like, that was homework. Really good. Like,
for sure.
Like, they do those fucking roasts and everything's scripted. I'm like, why not let him just get up there and just fucking verbally just roast him?
I think it'd be great. Let's get up there and... Oh, dude. Ryan Reynolds, he's just some of the things he comes up with, like the fuck knuckles. Like, I'm... I don't know. Just some of the wording. Like, if you listen to Deadpool...
What in the shit balls is... I say that all the time to a point where people think that I've been saying it longer than the movie came out. Because I'm pretty sure I was saying other... things just as lewd and ridiculous. Oh, that's nuts. Yeah, I, you know, when you drive a truck, that's all you do is have these giant combo breakers to call people who cut you off.
That's what it is.
You know, you get stuck on a good one for a while, and then you say, okay, I gotta change it up. I gotta change it up. Twat waffling shitbag. It was a good one I used for a little too long.
That. I like that.
Yeah.
Twat waffling shit. That's a good one. I call a couple people that in Austin, Texas.
See, it's just at hand. You just didn't have it at hand.
Yeah, I just didn't have it ready.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the...
verbal assault bank.
It wasn't in there yet. It's locked and loaded now.
Ching, ching, ching. One in the chamber at all times.
That, they're going to be impressed more than they're going to be assaulted.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
He thought about that.
All right, like I need to change my personality. Yeah, like,
I wasn't ready for that insult like, in my life.
You know, if somebody hits you with that, you're like, "I'm a bad person."
I need
like,
to rethink my life.
I need a vacation and to figure out my fucking life because this is bad. Although we have come to a point where. Just talking to people now face to face, they think you're flirting or being flirtatious or any interaction with humans.
Yeah.
Is they consider it sexual or sensual. And it's right. Like, No. I'm just a nice person. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
He's got to show him that over friendliness. Like, he's got to get the point finally.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the problem. Is like they're like, why are you always in a grouchy mood? I'm like, you know, fuck you. I don't want to be in a grouchy mood, but I am. Here I am. What am I gonna do about it? Nothing.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah. And then, but I do
you
have.
You kind of look good today, so I'm just telling you.
Thank you. I got my hair cut. I took a lot off. I sat in a chair, and I was like, I want it. She was like, you don't get to choose today. Oh, okay. Okay. I like that. That's okay. I'm impressed with that decision. Okay, sure. Yeah. You know what? You had the balls to say it. I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're going to go to that length, then I'm going to let go.
You know, she fucking trimmed my beard up and cut a bunch off.
I'm liking it.
And I was like, all right. You know, I tipped it pretty good, so. But, you know, you have those stylists or barbers or whatever. I don't know. Cosmetologists.
Well.
Whatever the
I
fuck
sure
the term.
I sure would like to know about that, my friend.
You got a nice beard going on, you ginger fuck. But you're definitely like a chrome dome.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. That's a thing, man.
Just rock the chrome dome.
If we ever, like. This is kind of funny, to bring it up, you know, grew up down there in the South a little bit, but I was a preacher guy, and he came up there and he was like telling something sermon one day. And he's bald as hell, like yeah. Just barely had hair around the rim. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's just half the hoop.
Yeah,
okay, because that's what it looks like from the back. Looks like a hoop because it's nothing but fucking white. Just and that's what it looks like hanging down. Like just nothing but just barely, and it's
like a fucking mullet of sunburn.
But he's staying up there one day. He says, you know, I want everybody to recruit somebody. You know, get them in here to the church. Tell them all we're friendly. We're not some crazy psycho. We're not some weirdos or anything. We just want to come in. We just want to make friends and stuff. He says, but I'm going to tell you right now, everybody has got to hit the barber. Because I ain't got no business being in there. I'm just going to tell you right now. So I need all your help.
I need you guys to help me.
Because I can't
me.
Be going out there. Yeah. So I thought it was kind of funny. But yeah, he was a pretty funny old guy.
See, there's like two types of people, though. The ones that are like, yeah, I'm bald, I don't give a fuck. Or and then the ones that are like, fuck, I'm bald, I get a lot of fucks. And it's like, I know it's just like a thing, but like if you say, fuck it, like I'm going to own this shit,
yeah.
Then it's yours. You chose it instead of like it chose
Vin
you.
Vin Diesel did a very good job of that in The Rock.
Yeah. See?
I mean, I think
if you can do it.
Professionally build muscle, I think you'd be good. Looking bald.
Right?
I'm just saying, fat bald guys really ain't that cool. You got to be kind of ripped, bro. To make it look cool.
To make it, oh, okay. I'm just saying. Otherwise, it's just. So you got to do like the Statham.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
Just like the one all
what,
over.
What is any cool bald fat guy? Like, tell me one, bro. I'm waiting. It's okay. I'll wait. It's okay. I'll wait.
Fucker, you use my own line.
Okay. It's okay. I'll wait.
That's fun.
Exactly. So you gotta be ripped.
No fucking
idea. You gotta
idea.
Be ripped, bro. That's how it goes. So, me and TJ have been talking about trying to do a thing where we're going to lose weight. Like, not like a sober thing, but like just where we're going to do pound per pound. We're going to start Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're thinking.
I'm down. What do you want to do?
We're just going to do, like, weight for weight. We haven't done any steaks or anything. We're all going to use the same scale. We're going to weigh in one day. Possibly do a Sunday or whatever, but we're all going to weigh in on the same scale, so we're all done or whatever. And I said a month. I don't know if anybody wants to change it or.
I said we go to the end of the year because it's through the fucking holidays. Okay. Then it's just discipline.
Okay.
Then that's all it is, and I'm all about that discipline shit. Like,
okay.
Have your.
It's a longer stretch, yeah.
It is, and it gives you like that way. It's not a rush. It's kind of like more of like. Hey, yeah. I have time, but not that much time. And it's like, I'm going to go through these holidays and maybe I shouldn't, you know, order that, or maybe I shouldn't have that, or maybe I should only have half that. Right. You know, be more conscientious about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm down. Kind of expand it a little bit.
Yeah, like I think we should go from.
We're looking for a race. He's looking for a fucking triathlon. That's usually how it goes.
That's fair.
That's usually a marathon.
Oh no, I'm fucking. Say.